Okay, tonight we're going to speak about the topic of the size of a house that requires mezuzah and which side of the doorpost do we place the mezuzah. So we all know that the pasuk says that you should place the mezuzah on the right side, derech biyascha, the way that you enter the room. But we're going to come up with interesting shailas when it's not so clear which side of the door to place the mezuzah. The reason why I think this topic is appropriate now is because we really touched on this last week when we spoke about how the Chanukah, the menorah, is a chayvus bayis, and we saw that the achronim keep on making the analogy to a mezuzah, and to the extent that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he even wondered if a person has a house that's less than 4 amos by 4 amos, which we're going to speak about tonight, can the person fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah, of menorah, properly? So it's a perfect doorway, no pun intended, to speak about mezuzah. And we're going to have an interesting twist here as well. So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara starts on Maseches Sukkah Gimel Amud Aleph. So Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa says as follows: Bayis she'ein bo arba amos al arba amos. If you have a house that is not 4 amos by 4 amos, so if an amma is a foot and a half, so four amos is, let's say, anywhere between 6 feet to 8 feet. So if it's 6 feet, so that means 4 amos by 4 amos, so 6 times 6 is 36 square feet. If it's 8 feet, so then it would be 8 times 8 would be 64 square feet. So any house that does not include 4 amos by 4 amos is pater min hamezuzah. So there's a whole list of things here that this too small living quarters, it doesn't qualify for this list of mitzvahs. Number one, it's exempt from mezuzah. Number two, it's exempt from mica. So if you're living in a little cubicle that's less than 4 amos by 4 amos, less than 36 by 36 square feet or 64 square feet, you're exempt from a mica. So even if your roof is flat, and even if you use the roof on top, you're not obligated to put a fence around the roof because it doesn't qualify as a house. We spoke about mica in previous shiurim. It's hard to understand, actually, because seemingly the danger is the same. But the pasuk says only a bias needs a mica. Number three, enu metalmi b'negoyim. This hut, this small quarters, is not subject to tzoras. So we know in Parshas Tazria Mitzora, the pasuk discusses a house getting this miraculous nega. So there's a whole set of rules. So if a person would be living in a hut that's less than 4 amos by 4 amos, even if one of the negoyim would appear on his wall, it would not be subject to the halachas of negoyim. And enu nechlat bebati ori chayma, that the halacha is if someone sells a home in Eretz Yisrael in a walled city, so the halacha is he only has 1 year to redeem the home from the buyer, and after that year, the sale is final, and it doesn't even revert back during Yovel. So that's only if the house is 4 amos by 4 amos. If it's smaller than 4 amos by 4 amos, then it's not considered a house. It's considered an open field. The house doesn't count as a structure. It's as if it's not there. And it's considered to be just an open field, and you would be allowed to redeem it beyond the year, and it would revert at Yovel. The Ein Chayzrin Olav Mi Orchei Lachama. And we also know the pasuk describes Miho Isha Sherbana Bayis. The soldiers are lined up, ready to go to war. The Kohen Meshuach Muhammad, he asks, who built the new house? He has an exemption from the army. So if the person built himself a house that's less than 4 amos by 4 amos, he's not eligible for that exemption, and he has to continue going to battle. So the Gemara goes on to explain, Omar Mar, so we said before, Pata mena mezuzah, mena maika. So it's exempt from mezuzah, it's exempt from the fence around the roof, It's not subject to Tumas Negoyim. It's not finalized as a home in a walled city. A soldier doesn't get an exemption by virtue of this tiny house. My time, what's the reason for all of this? The bias, ksiv behu bekulu, because the Pasuk says bias. All of these biblical halachas all require a bias. And the Gemara, we have a Mesorah, we have the Chachamim assessed that anything less than four amos by four amos does not qualify as a bias. So by the way, we think of a house as, you know, we have many rooms, three bedrooms, four bedrooms, five bedrooms. We have big, a living room, a dining room, a kitchen. In those days, they probably had a one-room house. And we have to imagine what it was like. The house has to be at least four amos by four amos. And the reason why it's exempt from all of these halachas, if not, is because all of these halachas require a bias. Like, for example, when it comes to mezuzah, Rashi brings, we say it in Kriyat Shema every day, mezuzah is beisecha. You have to place the mezuzah on your house. Something less than four amos doesn't qualify as a house. This was a list of doraisas. These are all mitzvahs that are listed in the Torah. Something less than four amos is exempt from all of these mitzvahs. Then the Gemara in Sukkah goes on to a rabbinic list. So East the Gemara also says, Ein oisin oisoi ibor ben shtei ayaris, that you can't, if a person has a house that's less than four amos, you can't use it as an ibor. An ibor, as we learned in Meseches Erevin, an ibor is to extend your tchum. That if you have a city, you can walk 2,000 amos beyond the city limit. How do you define a city? It's made up of homes. If you start building homes out, even if you make like an appendage out, the halacha is that you re-square the entire city and you can walk 2,000 amos beyond the furthest home. But if the furthest home is less than four amos by four amos, it doesn't qualify as a home, it doesn't qualify as an extension to the city, and you would have to count the 2,000 amos from the last home that's four amos by four amos. Now the Gemara says something interesting, which we're actually going to come back to. The Gemara says that that's not the case if a person makes a little hut that is used by trappers, by hunters, or by watchmen, like a little hut, like, you know, you have a booth, you have a ticket booth, a toll booth, that there's a little booth over there where the watchman guards the gate, or if you have a little booth where hunters would stay overnight to wait for the trap to catch something, that would count as extending. So the Gemara says a very interesting idea. A house that was built to be a home, if it's less than four amos by four amos, it does not count to extend the city. And here's the point in the Gemara in item base, afilu keburginin loy mashinin loy. It's worse than a hunter's hut. A hunter's hut, even though it's less than four amos, that would qualify to extend the city. But a house, something that was built to be a permanent dwelling, less than four amos, does not count. What's the reason for that? How could a house less than four amos possibly be worse than a temporary hut? Because a borgenin is chazul imosayim. Because a borgenin, a hut, a hunter's hut, is fit for what it was made for. And this is a very important distinction. It was fit for what it was made for. It was never meant to be a home. It was only meant to be a temporary dwelling, an overnight dwelling. So that would count as a true structure, and it could extend the city. But a house that's less than four amos, that was built in order to be a permanent dwelling, that was lechazi lemilsei, it's not fit for what it was built for. And therefore, it doesn't count. It doesn't qualify. Sometimes if the measurements are not right, if you order something and it's supposed to be a certain size, then it doesn't help to say, well, at least it's better than something else. It has to be fit for what it was made for. A home that was made for a permanent dwelling, it has to qualify. It has to be fit to be proper for a permanent dwelling. But this little hut, a borgenin, was never meant to be a permanent home, so therefore it's allowed to be, it's effective even if it's less than four amos. But a home, which is meant to be a permanent home, it has to be fit, it has to have the minimum four amos. The Gemara makes this distinction in another area also. The Gemara says a sukkah. We know that a sukkah only has to be zayin tfachim by zayin tfachim, so that's a fraction. If a tefach is about 4 inches, so 28 inches by 28 inches, that's a lot smaller than 36 square feet. The reason why you can fulfill your obligation in a sukkah, that's 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, is because the sukkah was never meant to be a permanent dwelling. It's a very similar svara. It was only meant to be a temporary dwelling for the week of Sukkot, and therefore it qualifies as a dwelling less than 4 by 4. But something that's meant to be a real home, that has to be 4 by 4 to qualify as a bais. There's a very interesting machlokes between the Rambam and the Rush. Let's look at item 3. I brought the Rambam. Ayin Rambam, Hilchos Mezuzah, Perek Vav, Halacha Beis. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mezuzah, in the 6th Perek, Halacha Beis, quote, so bayis she'ein boi arba amis al arba amis. If you have a house that's smaller than 4 amis by 4 amis, it's patur min mezuzah. It's exempt from mezuzah. That's what it says in the Gemara. Here's the chiddush. Im yesh boi kidei l'rabeya arba amis al arba amis b'shaveh, if it has, let's say for argument's sake, 4 amis by 4 amis is 36 square feet. If it has 36 square feet, afo pi shehu ogel, even though it's a circle, oi bal chamish zavios, or it was built in such a way that it has 5 corners, it's not a perfect square. It goes without saying if it is a square, if it has 4 corners, but really it's a rectangle, it's longer than it is wide. Since it has the necessary square footage, it has the 4 amis by 4 amis, 16 square amis, or it has the 36 square feet, because it has the square footage, it counts as a house. It doesn't have to be 4 by 4 squared. It doesn't have to be 36 square amis. It has to have the area of 36 square amis. It can even be a circle. It can be a rectangle. That's the Rambam sheet. It can have 5 corners. It can be some other, an octagon, a hexagon, some other kind of shape. It doesn't have to be a perfect square. The Rush, however, in Hilchos Mezuzah, Simen Tez Zayin holds, Zel Lashon Harif, this is the Lashon of the Rush, Harif Goyris, Dalet Amis al Dalet Amis. The Rif says 4 Amis by 4 Amis, and the Rif does not include other shapes the way the Rambam does, and says the Rush, in the name of the Rif, Umistabra Delechazi Ladira Be'inin Acher. It would seem, says the Rush, that it's not fit for living any other way. It has to be 4 by 4. Now, it doesn't mean it has to be a square. You can have a circle, but the circle has to be able to include a 4 by 4 square in the circle. The Gemara actually makes a whole cheshbin in Mesechus Sukkah that it would have to be close to 17 amis around in order for it to have the area of a square inside the circle. So it can't be, let's say, 36 square amis. It can't be 12 by 3, right? It has to be, it has to have 36, 4 by 4 amis or 6 by 6 feet within the area. So it has to be able to include, it doesn't have to be a perfect square. The room could be oval or circular, but it has to be able to have a square. You have to imagine a square of 6 by 6 feet within that circle. Anything less than that is not a conducive living space. Imagine if you have a house that's long and narrow, right? It's 12 feet, 36 square feet, 12 feet by 3. So even though you have the amount of square footage, 36 square feet, but you can't live there. You can't fit a sofa in there. You can't fit a table in there. So says the Rush you didn't maximize the use of the space. That would not be considered a living quarters. It has to be include 4 by 4. That's the shita of the Rush, and in the name of the Rif, and there's a machlokes. So says the Rush, udelo kama shekosav Rambam. This is in contrast to the Rambam, sheim hoya arko yosa al rochboy, that if it's long and narrow, that hoyel v'yeshboy l'rabeya dalal ames al dalal ames chayv mezuzah, as long as it contains the 4 and the 16 square amis, it would be chayiv mezuzah. Because arba amis ala arba amis bi'ina, we need it to actually be a square of 4 by 4 for all of those halachas that are mentioned in the Braisa in Sukkah. So we have a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rush. The Rambam says that 4 amis by 4 amis is just a fancy way of saying 16 square amis. It can be narrow and long, but the Rush holds, in the name of the Rif, that you have to have an area that's a square of 4 by 4. The Tur, item Hey, brings the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Rush. The Beis Yosef says that he decides definitively like the Rambam, says the Beis Yosef. Le'inyan halacha naktinan ka'rambam. When it comes to the halacha, we paskin like the Rambam. The halei poleg alei ela harash. The only opinion we find arguing on the Rambam is the Rush. We don't find that the majority of the Rishonim hold like that. It's just the Rush. The lishna da arba ames ala ames shalomad mimenu harash. And the expression of the Gemara, 4x4, that the Rush claims has to be a square of 4x4, eino mochrach. It's not compelling. The kol sheyesh bo el rabeya arba ames al arba ames, b'chlal arba ames al arba ames. If you have the necessary square footage, that's included in the expression of 4x4. 4x4 was never meant to say that it has to be actually a square 4 on each side. It just has to contain that amount of ames. B'kol sheyesh bo el rabeya kein roi l'dirahu. As long as you have that square footage, that square ames, then it's fit for a dwelling place. That is the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Rush, and the Beis Yosef sides like the Rambam. He doesn't even bring the Rush in the Shulchan Aruch, which would mean that you can recite a bracha over the mezuzah. If you would have a room that's long and narrow, you have this sufficient square footage, but it doesn't maximize the space of being a square. It's not a square. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that you recite a bracha on that mezuzah. He definitively paskins like the Rambam. However, the Shach in Resh Pei Vav, Sifkatan Chaf Gimel, that's where these halachas are in Yoredeya, Kosav, the Husveka the Dina, the Shach says not so fast, it's a suffix. We do have to consider the opinion of the Rush. It's not definitively like the Rambam, it's a Sveka the Dina, says the Shach, Abu Be'emes Gam Das Rabbeinu Yeruchim. I did find another opinion like the Rush. In Sefer Adam, the Siv Chaf Aleph is like the Rush, the Kosav Shekin Tosfu Iker, and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim writes that the main opinion, the primary opinion, is the Rush. Therefore, says the Shach, Nira Deyesh Lekava Beloy Bracha. Therefore, says the Shach, we can't totally dismiss the Rush's opinion. You can't just put a mezuzah up on an area that's 8x2. You have to be 4x4. And if you have an area that's 8x2, you would put it up without a bracha. You put it up in case the Rambam is right. You don't recite a bracha in case the Rush is right. Because it's an undecided machlekes. It's a sveka de dina, says the Shach. And therefore you would put up a mezuzah and you would not recite a bracha, says the Shach. Or you can put up a few mezuzahs, like we do. We put a few mezuzahs up in our house. So recite the bracha over the definitive one and exempt all the other svekas. It's not the only time we do that, by the way. The Rambam's opinion is you only recite a bracha on the mezuzah that has a door, a physical door in the doorway. So the custom is that when you place mezuzahs up, only recite a bracha on the mezuzah that's definitely chayiv according to all the opinions, and you would recite a bracha on the mezuzah that has a door. So the same thing applies. Only recite a bracha if the room that you're affixing the mezuzah to is 4x4, a square of 4x4. It doesn't have to be a square. It could be a circular room, but it has to contain a square, an area of 4x4 to be considered maximizing the space that qualifies as a bias. Now, there's an amazing Rabbi Kiva Eger, and we'll see later in the shir that not everybody agrees to the Rabbi Kiva Eger, but Rabbi Kiva Eger has an interesting opinion. The Rabbi Kiva Eger is in the Shulchan Aruch there, and he says the following. Ein bo dalad ames al dalad ames is pater. So the Shulchan Aruch says if it's less than 4x4, it's pater. When the Shulchan Aruch uses those words, he holds like the Rambam, the Shach would say like the Rush. However, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Hainu demitzad atzmusoi pater mi mezuzah. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a very interesting twist. Imagine if your house, you have a house, you have a room, and the room enters from one room to the other. You have a big room that enters a smaller room that's less than 4 amos by 4 amos. So the Shulchan Aruch says clearly that the room that's less than 4 amos by 4 amos is exempt from a mezuzah. So qualifies Rabbi Kiva Eger that it's pater mitzad atzmusoi pater mezuzah. The room is pater mitzad itself. By virtue of that room is exempt. But if you have a room that's inside another room, one big room leads to a small room. The word kamarchi must mean some sort of small room. Hapesach hahu chayev b'mezuzah mitzad hagadol sheyotze mimenu derech pesach zu lecheder gadol. So it's true that a big room to a small room, the small room doesn't qualify as a house, quote-unquote, and it's exempt from a mezuzah. That means you don't have to put a mezuzah on the right side of the doorpost entering that small room. However, you do have to treat that as a doorway, and you would treat it as if the small room is serving the big room. So you would have to put a mezuzah on the right side of the doorpost from the small room to the big room. So the Reb Kiva Eiger's expression is, V'heinidoin cheder katan ka'avir. We treat the small room as if it's just open space, as if it doesn't exist. The mikol makom chayiv, you're obligated, ki'ilu yotze mipesach zu l'shuk, as if you're leaving your house. So you have a big room which enters into a small room. So the small room does not require a mezuzah. It's not big enough to deserve a mezuzah. So you don't put a mezuzah up on the right side going into the small room. However, when you do enter the small room, so then you're going to turn around and then you're eventually going to go back into the big room. Then we treat it as if you're entering the big room from outside, because the small room doesn't count as an enclosure, doesn't count as a house. So you're entering the big room for all intents and purposes from outside. Therefore, you would have to put a mezuzah on the right side of the doorpost entering the big room. So in the old days, when all you had was one little room for your house, so if the room is 4 amos by 4 amos, it requires a mezuzah. If not, it's exempt from a mezuzah. But if you have a two-room house and you have a big room entering a small room, the application would be not to place the mezuzah on the right side going into the small room, but the application would be to place the mezuzah on the right side going into the big room, which would be the left side going into the small room, because the doorway is serving the big room, it's not serving the small room. Now, the Mefarshim say that although this Chiddush is brought in the name of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, it's actually found in one of the Rishonim, brought in the back of Maseches Menachos, the Riaz, that's brought by the Shilti Giborim at the end of Menachos and Hilchos Mezuzah, at the end of Maseches Menachos, where the Halachos of Mezuzah are discussed. There's a Mefarshim in the back. So the Riaz, which is brought in the Shilti Giborim, seems to be saying the same thing. Nira be'enai, she'im hoya bayis gavol pasuach labayis katan. If you ever have a big house, a big room, open to a small room, she'im bo dalal amis, the small room is not sufficient. So the halacha is, ben sheyia heker tzir letzad habayis gavol. Heker tzir are the hinges. So normally the door opens into the room that the door is serving, right? So when you go into your home from outside, the door usually opens into the house. It doesn't open out of the house, it opens into the house. So the halacha, sometimes it's not clear, is this doorway serving from room A to room B? Or is this doorway serving from room B to room A? It's sometimes, you know, you have these discussions, you have these questions in a house. When you enter the house, there's a hallway. You can enter the kitchen. Imagine the kitchen's like in the back of the house. And then you can go around from the kitchen into the dining room. So that entrance, you can either look at it that you go from the dining room to the kitchen, or you can look at it like you go the other way around from the kitchen into the dining room. Is that doorway serving the dining room, or is this doorway serving the kitchen? Sometimes it's not clear. Sometimes you have to judge it based on the primary use, which room is considered the more important of the rooms, how do you use the structure, how do you use the hallways. Another determining factor is the hinges. If there's a door on the doorway, which way does the door open into? Because that's also a deciding factor. Is the doorway with its door serving this room or that room? So one of the determining factors would be which side does the door swing into? Because that would be an indication that it was built, that that's the room that the doorway is serving. So the Shulti Giborim says that if you have a big room entering a small room, so regardless of the heker tzir, regardless of the hinge, if there's a door there, regardless of which way the door sways, into which room the door opens into, says the Riyaz, Ben Shahaya Heker Tzir Letzad HaBayis HaGadol, whether the door opens into the big room or whether the door opens into the small room, it's obligated in the mezuzah, Shepischoy Shel Gadol Hu Nechshav, it's automatically considered a doorway serving the bigger room. It's as if the doorway is open to the street or open to a garden, to a yard, a backyard. Even if the door swings into the smaller room, it'll be considered the doorway is serving the larger room, and the mezuzah would be required to be affixed onto the right side of the doorpost entering the big room. So the Riyaz in the Shulchan Gibayim seems to be saying, like Rav Akiva Eiger, that we treat the smaller room as if it's outside, as if it's not there, as if it's outside, and that doorway is serving the bigger room, and you would place the mezuzah going from the small room into the big room. Okay, now, the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion. So I've been looking at the Sefer recently. It's a great Sefer. It's written by the Aruch HaNer. He was from the Gedolei Hador in the times of Rav Shimshon Feuerl Hirsch. The Tshuvas Binyan Tzion. He also holds like the Chiddush of the Riyaz and the Rav Akiva Eiger, and now he says it like this. We just talked about the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rush. Imagine if you have a room that it's a cheder she'ein boi dalet al dalet ribua. It does not have a square of 4x4, so we're not fulfilling the criteria according to the Rush. But we do have square footage of 4 amas according to the Rambam. So you have a room that's a machloikis. Is it considered, does it qualify as 4 amas by 4 amas? So until now we said, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's considered like it qualifies for sure. According to the Shach, it's a sveik of the Dina. And the Shach said to put the mezuzah up without a bracha. So the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion says, but wait a minute, it's not so simple anymore. If we count the Riyaz and the Rav Akiva Eiger, if we consider that if it does not qualify as a bias in its own right, the mezuzah should be placed on the left side, in other words, the right side from the small room to the big room. So now the question is more complicated. You can't just put a mezuzah up without a bracha, because now it's going to depend which of these two rooms is the doorway serving. If the room is considered 4x4, if it qualifies as a house according to the Rambam, then the mezuzah should be placed on the right side going into the smaller room. But if you hold like the Rush that the smaller room, since it's not a square of 4x4, it's not considered a bias, then according to the Riyaz and Rav Akiva Eiger, you should place the mezuzah on the left side, in other words, on the right side entering from the small room to the larger room. So now it's not so simple how to fulfill both opinions. According to the Rambam, it's obligated. According to the Rush, it's exempt. So according to the Rambam, the mezuzah should be on the right side entering the small room. And according to the Rush, it should be on the right side exiting the small room into the big room. Where do you put the mezuzah? So the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion says something very interesting, and he says that he never saw this done before, so he's writing this and he's sending it out. He wants it to be peer-reviewed, so to speak, because he never saw this chiddush anywhere else, but he's saying it now for the first time. You heard it here first. Says the Aruch HaNer, says the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion, Ulechein la'anias daiti, this is item Yud, according to my humble opinion, says the Binyan Tzion, Lotze's base shitos, in order to accommodate both opinions, in other words, the opinion of the Rambam that it does qualify as a house, and the opinion of the Rush that it does not qualify as a house. Until now, we would just simply put the mezuzah up on the right side, entering the small room without a bracha, like the Shach said. But if we include, if we factor in Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Riyaz, where do you put the mezuzah? So says the Binyan Tzion, you should be koiveya tzorech lekvoya bepesach zeh. We should place a mezuzah on this doorway between the cheder gadol to the cheder katan two mezuzahs, one on the right side of the knisa, entering the small room, and one on the side of the yetziyah, exiting the small room. You have to fulfill both opinions with two mezuzahs. One, assuming that the Rambam is right, we have to put a mezuzah on the right side entering the small room. And assuming that the Rush is the halacha, halacha follows the Rush, we would have to place the mezuzah on the right side exiting the small room, entering the larger room, which would mean that you have two mezuzahs. The obvious question, what about Bal Taisif? What about the fact that that whoever is right, the other one is wrong? So you're placing an extra mezuzah that you're not required to do. It's like you're adding to a mitzvah. So the Binyan Tzion, he anticipates that question, and he says, "Ein lachosh bazeh mishum Bal Taisif." Don't be concerned about Bal Taisif. Kesha'oseh beis mezuzahs bePesach Echad, if you place two mezuzahs on one doorway, kiven dimemanavshach, because either way, rak achas mihen cheira, only one is kosher. The kolachas miashitas, according to either opinion. So therefore, there's no Bal Taisif, he says, and he compares it to people wearing two pairs of tefillin, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, at the same time. A lot of people, I don't wear two pairs, I don't wear Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, I only wear Rashi. Most people wear Rashi. Some certain Hasidim, they wear Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Usually, they take Rashi's tefillin off and they put Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin on. But I've seen often that, especially by Sfardim, that they have tiny pairs of tefillin, and they're actually able to wear two pairs of tefillin simultaneously. So on the arm, they have like wrapped on their bicep two pairs, and on their head also they have one, not side by side, they have one behind the other. I've seen it many times in Miami. They had a lot of Sfardim from South America. They moved to Miami. They all wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin simultaneously with the Rashi tefillin. So the Aruch HaNer, the Tshuves Binyan Tzion, he points out that people wear, so you've seen it also, Leo. So people wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time. And why isn't that a shaila of Bal Taisif? So the Mefarshim explain, because one is kosher and one is not. So you're not attempting to put two pairs of tefillin at the same time. Only one is tefillin and one is just an ornament. It's nothing. So you're not doing the mitzvah twice. You're not trying to cram two tefillins into the mitzvah. You're not putting eight strings on your tzitzis. You're only putting four, because one is a tefillin and one is not. So says the Aruch HaNer, says the Binyan Tzion, that when you're placing two kosher mezuzahs on either side of the doorpost, only one qualifies as a real mitzvah. The other one is nothing, and therefore it's not considered to be Bal Taisif. That's what the Binyan Tzion says, the Aruch HaNer. And take a look at this. He says, let's look at the last line together of item Yud. V'chein osisi maisa v'beisi, I've done this in my own house, he testifies. Uba asher shedavr chadashu, because this is a novel thing, shlo ra'isi b'poiskim, I never saw this in the poiskim, lasois beis mezuzahs b'pesach echad misafik, I never saw such a thing, but I've come to this conclusion myself, and I put two mezuzahs up on my doorpost. Misafik, helesi psak zeh al sefer l'shmoya das hacham. I wrote this, I printed it, I distributed it, I circulated my psak, because I want to hear other people's opinion. If they agree with my decision, if they can agree with my conclusion, that whenever you have a suffix where to put the mezuzah, it's encouraged, you should, and you're allowed, and you should, put two mezuzahs on either side of the doorpost. So I've never seen this. It's an amazing chiddush. He's risking here a deraisa, right? Because he's risking a Bal Taisif, which is a possible aveira min haTorah, but he has the confidence to say that it's not Bal Taisif, because only one is kosher and one is not. His analogy is to two pairs of tefillin, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, the parshas are in a different order. They're inserted in a different order in the boxes, in the batim. So it's not considered Bal Taisif. Here also it's not considered Bal Taisif. So he distributed this. He printed this. He circulated his psak. And lo and behold, he got some feedback from contemporary Gedolim. The Kshuvas Maram Shik argues, and he says like this. He says, Avolasois beis mezuzahs loy nira linyas daiti. He says, I don't think you can put two mezuzahs up. That's not a solution. So going back to the case, you have a room that's 4x4, but it's not a square of 4x4. So says the Tshuvas Maram Sheikh, there's really no way to accommodate both opinions. It's not a solution to put two mezuzahs up. And that's the consensus of the majority of the Acharon. That's why we never see it. Whenever you have a suffix, you do the best you can. It's not a solution to put two mezuzahs up. The Lav Shapir Dami, it's incorrect, Lamebad Hachi, to do this. The Isbech Shasht about Toysif, because there is a concern of a violation of Baal Toysif. You're not allowed to add to the mitzvah. Avogav the Enu Miskavin Lavor. Now, those that were following in the Daf Yomi, so not too long ago in the Sechas Rosh Hashanah, so we talked about, imagine if you have two different karbanis. One karban required four applications of blood around the altar, and another karban only required one application of blood around the altar, and the two bloods somehow got mixed together. So whoever the Kohen was, he poured the blood of the four into the blood of the one, and he has one big cup of both bloods. So you can certainly put one application, and you did one for the one, and you did one out of the four for the four. So Rabbi Yeshua says there, you're not allowed to put three extra ones to accommodate the one that requires four applications, because then you're placing the blood of the oneer on four corners. So you're violating Baal Taisif. Now, even though your intent is not to violate Baal Taisif, I don't want to apply the blood of the Bechor, which only requires one matana, one application. My intent is not to be over Baal Taisif, to add to the mitzvah of Bechor. My intent is to do the mitzvah of the Ola, to do four on the four corners for the sake of the Korban Ola, right? And the blood of the Bechor is only coming along for the Rai. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yeshua says, since it's the Zman, since now is the time to bring the Bechor, even without Kavana, you're Oyber Baal Toysef. So says the Gemara, there's no solution there. You have to only put one application, and you have to just forego the other three applications of the other carbon, because you're not allowed to add to the mitzvah of the Bechor. Now the Gemara asks the obvious question, but then you're subtracting from the mitzvah of the other carbon. So the Gemara says it's better to subtract where you're passively violating rather than add where you're actively violating. So what do you see from that Gemara? You see from that Gemara that when it's the time of the mitzvah, even if your intent is not to violate, you're not intending to add to the mitzvah of the one application carbon. Nevertheless, if you end up doing it, even though you have reasons to do it, the halacha is your over Baal Taisif. People are probably thinking, so then how are we allowed to eat or sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres is the eighth day, so we keep it as a minhag because they used to have a suffix if the eighth day is really the seventh day. They weren't sure when the Bezdin was Mekadosh the Chodesh, but nowadays we know that our eighth day is Shmini Atzeres. We only sit in the sukkah as a minhag, so why isn't there an issue about Taisif? So the Gemara says, because really, it's no longer the Zman of the mitzvah, because really, sukkah is over. Now it's Shmini Atzeres. So since you don't intend to violate Baal Toysef, you're only sitting there because the Chachamim told you to, you're not sitting there because you're trying to add to the mitzvah deraisa, there's no Baal Toysef. But if you add to the mitzvah during the Zman of the mitzvah, even if you're stipulating and even if you don't have Kavana to be over, the halacha is that you're over Baal Toysef. So the Maram Sheikh was very concerned, you may not put up two mezuzahs because you risk violating Baal Toysef. It would be better to passively violate the requirement for a mezuzah rather than to be actively violating the mitzvah of Baal Taisif. It's the lesser of two evils. So make a decision, put the mezuzah on one side, go with that, and don't put two mezuzahs on, because it's better to passively violate Baal Tigra. It's better to passively violate not fulfilling the mitzvah of mezuzah than to actively violate Baal Taisif. That's what the opinion of the Maram Sheikh is. So even though you're allowed to wear two pairs of tefillin, one for Rashi and one for Rabbeinu Tam, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's because one of them is not a tefillin. Because whichever one is right, we paskin like Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin is not really a tefillin, according to the halacha. So there's no Baal Taisif. But over here, where you're placing two kosher mezuzahs on either side of the door, you're using a kosher mezuzah on the wrong side, that would be a shaila of Baal Taisif. That would be similar to putting two fringes on one corner, five tzitzis, where you're doing something that technically is a mitzvah. That would be a possible violation al Baal Tosef. If the Shevet HaLevi says the same thing, in item Yud Beis, just to bring another source, that he argues on the Chiddush of the Binyan Si, and he says that in the Das Kedoshim, Ivra, Bedas Kedoshim is the name of a Sefer Simon Reish Pevav, he writes in many places that you can never put two mezuzahs up on either side because of a chash of Baal Tosef. So anytime you have a suffix, which side is the proper side, pick a side, use your judgment where it goes, but it's not a solution to place two mezuzahs, one on either side. He says that it would be a very lengthy discussion to go into all the ins and outs of Baal Tosef, but it seems more reasonable that, like the Oisrim, that you're not allowed to put a mezuzah up on both sides. So it comes out that bearing in mind the Rush and the Rambam, right? So it started off relatively easy that according to, if you have a room that is 4 amis by 4 amis, it is 16 amis, but the room is not squared. So in other words, it's a rectangle. You have 2 amis on one side and 8 amis going on length. According to the Rambam, the room is chayv mezuzah. According to the Rush, the room is not chayv mezuzah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the halacha follows the Rambam, put a mezuzah on the right side going in with a bracha. The Shach says, not so fast. It's a machoikis, it's a sake of the dina. We have to accommodate the Rush. Put a mezuzah up without a bracha. Right? And that way you accommodate both opinions. Simple. Put the mezuzah up without a bracha. The Binyan Tzion, he factored, but wait a minute, there's an opinion of the Riaz and the Rekiva Eger that whenever you have a room that's too small, we should put the mezuzah on the other side going into the big room, from the small room to the big room. So now it's not so simple to simply put a mezuzah up without a bracha going into the small room, because according to the Rush, that the room is too small, the mezuzah should be on the other side. So what do you do? The Binyan Tzion says, put up 2 mezuzahs. It's not a question of Baal Tosef, because one is right and one is wrong. But the other Poskim say, since they're both kosher mezuzahs, even though it's in the wrong place, since it's a kosher mezuzah, so it's already borderline Baal Tosef, and therefore you would not be allowed to do that. So what do you do? So the truth is, we now have a dilemma that we can't accommodate both opinions, taking most achronim into account. We simply cannot accommodate both opinions. We have to make some kind of decision. The Igros Moshe in Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, argues on the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Now, I pointed this out myself, that for some reason it's unusual. Rabbi Moshe did not bring the opinion of the Riaz, of the Shulta Giborim, that it's actually a Rishon. And Rabbi Moshe says that the Dina of Rabbi Akiva Eger, that a room that's less than 4 by 4 is considered like it's air, it's considered like it's open space, and the doorway requires a mezuzah by virtue of the bigger room. So he says it's tamua. He says that it's a baffling opinion. He doesn't understand Rav Kivegas Kiddush, because he says, what use, you have to look at a doorway as a use. It's a tool, a doorway is a tool. It's a way to enter the room. What use of the doorway requires the mezuzah? Is it the exiting of the room that requires the mezuzah? Is that the use that requires the mezuzah? Or is it the entering of the room that requires the mezuzah, right? The use, the reason why the doorway serves the room is because you enter the room through the doorway. So Rav Moshe has a very interesting taina. He has a very interesting challenge against the Kiva Eger. How can you consider the small room just like it's airspace, like it's outside? You can't enter the room that way. You can only enter the room if you leave the room into that little closet, into that little area, and then you can walk back in. But you can't really enter the room from outside. It's a tiny little room. So that doorway, you can't really say the doorway is serving the bigger room, because you can only enter that. You can't come into that room from the outside. You can only enter that room if you first exit that way. Right, so it comes out that the primary use of that doorway is as an exit, not as an entry, because you can't enter the room from that door. You can only exit the room and then enter. An ordinary doorway, you can use that room, you can enter the room without ever having exited the room. You can come in off the street and enter that room. So clearly the main hishtamshus of that doorway is to enter the room. It's serving the room properly. But if you have a doorway that's one-way street, it's a dead end, where you can only exit the room from that door, and you can't really enter the room without having exited first, so he doesn't feel that that qualifies as an ordinary doorway. It's basically a doorway to nowhere. It's a dead end, and therefore that's not considered a doorway. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, I quoted it here in Item Yud Gimel, he says, Hu tamua, in the middle of a paragraph, the Poshet Sheknisa Mechayev Lo Yetzia, it's the entry that obligates, that qualifies it as a doorway, not the exit. Ulechein, therefore, Kivon Shehu La'avir Kazeh, because it's open to such a space, where you can't enter, you can only exit. You can only enter after you exited, but you can't just enter. It's not appropriate to obligate that doorway in a mezuzah. He says, this svara, this chiddush that Rav Kiviger says out of his own svara, needs looking into. And practically speaking, you really can't obligate anybody to put a mezuzah going into the from the small room into the big room because it's not the normal use of a doorway. A doorway has to be an entry, primarily an entry. It can't be primarily an exit. And therefore, Rav Moshe argues on Rav Kiviger that it would not require a mezuzah by virtue of the big room. The most it would require is by virtue of the small room. So according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, he argues on the whole Chiddush. According to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, he argues on the whole Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So then we would be able to go back to what the Shach says, simply put the mezuzah on, entering the small room without a bracha. Now, this is talking about the slightly complicated. It's interesting because Rabbi Moshe doesn't bring the Riyaz. The Riyaz quoted a Rishon who does seem to say like Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now, this is talking about the slightly complicated case where there is four amis in the room. It's just not a square. It's a rectangle. It's long and narrow. By the way, I once heard an interesting psak from a paisik that we know that if you own the home yourself, the obligation for mezuzah is deraisa. If you are only renting the home, then the obligation for mezuzah is only the rabbanan. So we're going to speak about a walk-in closet in a minute. So if you have a room that is 36 square feet, so that would be the smaller amma, than the foot and a half amma. So then it's a machlekes, right? Because some say it's 30, it's an amma is foot and a half, and some say it's two feet, the Chazon Ish. So if you're renting the home, you only have to put the mezuzah up if it meets the requirement of the Chazon Ish, all opinions, which would be 8 feet by 8 feet, 64 square feet. If it's only 36 square feet, it's a suffix, and therefore you wouldn't have to put a mezuzah up at all because it's only a suffix derabanan. But if you own the home, so then it's a chiyav midoraisa in mezuzah, so then you should put a mezuzah up if the small room is 4 amas by 4 amas, the smaller amma, the foot and a half amma, the 6 by 6, 36 square feet, then you should put up a mezuzah. Again, possibly without a bracha. The Pischei Tshuva brings a shita in the name of the Chamudei Daniel. Now, this is a very interesting shita, and he brings a raya from the Gemara that we quoted at the beginning, the Gemara in Sukkah. Says the Chamudei Daniel, Nire davka beis dira tzarach sheidal ramas adal ramas. The only time it has to be 4 amas by 4 amas is if the purpose of the room is to be a beis dira, to be a permanent dwelling. We alluded to this swara before. Then it needs to be dalad al-amis, because otherwise it's not chazil milse, otherwise it's not fit for its intended purpose. Avo beishar marpeset vigina. But if you have some other kind of a house, a little booth, a little guard hut, afilu less bedalad al-amis chayiv, even if it's less than 4 amis, it's chayiv. Why? Because it's fit for what it's used for. It was never made to be a permanent dwelling. It was only meant to be a hut. And then the Chamudei Daniel concludes, Oid Nira, it also appears, this is the end of item Yudalit, B'mishi Yeshle Bayis Gadol, if a person has a house, B'yeshle Chadorim Ketanim, and he has small closets, L'aniach Sham Chafetzim, small storage rooms, walk-in closets, the Chayavim B'mezuzah, they should be Chayav in Mezuzah. They should be Chayav in Mezuzah by virtue in their own honor, in virtue of themselves. And the Rashash in Sukkah brings a raya to the Chamudi Daniel from the Svara that we mentioned by the Borgenin. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that a house, in order to qualify as a house, it has to be 4 amas by 4 amas. And anything less than that, you cannot use it to extend the city as far as the tchum goes. That was one of the examples in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, however, a Borgenin, which is just a little watch hut, some sort of little hut, that could extend the city because it's fit for its primary use. It's fit for what it was made for. But a dira's keva, which is made to live there permanently, it's not fit for what it's used for. It's not fit for what it was made for if it's less than dalamas. So says the Chamudi Daniel, the Rishash brings a riot to the Chamudi Daniel, that if you have a walk-in closet which is made for storage, so then it fits, it's useful for the purpose that it was made for. And therefore it's similar to a borgenin, and it would be chayiv in mezuzah in its own right. So if that's the case, the dilemma that the Binyan Tzion brought up, that we can't accommodate both opinions, it'll appear on a walk-in closet. Imagine if you have a walk-in closet that's less than 4 amas by 4 amas, according to all opinions. Forget about the Rush and the Rambam, if it's a square or if it's a rectangle. Imagine if you have a small walk-in closet that's less than 36 square feet, by all accounts. It doesn't fit any criteria. According to the Chamudei Daniel, you would have to put a mezuzah going into the closet. Why? Because it fits for what it's for. Even though it's less than 4 amas by 4 amas, the Shulchan Aruch was speaking about a house where the entire house was smaller than 4 amas. It's not fit for what it was made for. It's below standard. But a walk-in closet, which is fit for what it was made for, it's a storage area, then it would qualify for a mezuzah, and you'd be chayv in a mezuzah going in. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says that when it's less than 4 amas by 4 amas, it doesn't deserve a mezuzah in its own right, but we treat it as if you're entering the bigger room from the outside. So Rav Moshe didn't go for that svara, but that's what Kineger says, that it would be considered like you're going from the small room into the big room. The small room is like it's not there, and it's like you're entering the room from the outside. You would have to put a mezuzah on the right side of the doorpost entering the big room. So this would be a case where a walk-in closet is according to the Chamudi Daniel, is chayiv in mezuzah going into the closet, and according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's chayiv in mezuzah by virtue of going out of the closet. It'll be subject to this machlekes, and based on what it says in the, based on what we had in the Maram Shik and the other Achrayim, it's impossible to accommodate both opinions. You'll have to decide what you want to do. So in short, I looked around. There's really no hachra. There's really no decisive ruling on this question. A walk-in closet. By the way, a regular closet, even if it's a deep closet, if the use of the closet is not to walk in, sometimes you have a deep closet where you can put two layers of clothing or you can hang things two layers. It's a deep closet, but it's not made to walk in. Like you're hanging clothes on the front door, so you're not made to walk in. That clearly doesn't require mezuzah. But sometimes you have a walk-in closet that's less than 36 square feet. It's less than 4 amas by 4 amas. Some people don't put a mezuzah up on that kind of room at all. Some people put up a mezuzah on the right side entering the closet in accordance with the Chamudi Daniel. And some people, and I've seen this, put a mezuzah on the closet exiting the closet. When you walk in and turn around and walk back out, you would put a mezuzah on the door on the side entering back into the big room. And I've seen that as well. There's really no decisive opinion. You can really do whatever your minhag is or whatever the custom of your place is. Recently, it's actually started becoming a little more popular to follow Rabbi Akiva Eger and put the mezuzah on the side, exiting the closet back into the bigger room. Whenever I had a walk-in closet, I've always put the mezuzah up like the Chamudi Daniel entering the closet, because Rabbi Moshe Feinstein didn't go so much for the Akiva Eger. So that's how I always went. There's no clear decisive ruling. You can do whatever you want. However, the Binyan Tzion would suggest put up two mezuzahs. What do you lose? But the other Achrayim say that you're not allowed to do that because you're losing. You might be actively violating Baal Tosef as opposed to passively violating the possible, if there is an obligation, of a mezuzah. Okay. Yashik Toyach, everybody.
I just had a question about
this conference is no longer being recorded.